A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In the days when Christ Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, He learned obedience from what he suffered, and when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord.
to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
Whoever serves me must follow me. Where I am, there also will my servant be.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Some Greeks who had come to Passover at the Passover feast, who had come to worship at the Passover feast, came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life will lose it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. I am blessed, but I am tired. All these weeks being on the road, but by God's grace, lots of great things. Hundreds of people came to the Lord. A lot of people hadn't been in confession in 60-some years came back, so it's always a great grace. But always the last night of every mission, I always do the same thing. I say, "I've invited you all here tonight to die." And they all look like, "Oh." By then they're used to me, it's four nights. And so I just sit there and I say, see, for us Catholics, too many don't want to do that. But it's the only way it happens. You and I must die. And what we do is we make it la-la by saying, "Oh, yeah, I died at baptism and I rose with Christ." That is true. But you didn't do it yet the way you need to. You did it sacramentally. Now you have to carry that through. So then we sit there and we talk about how I must no longer live. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. That's what must happen. Again, and we talk about this on our DME retreats and everything else, that this gospel talks about, unless the grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. Now, Jesus, first of all, was talking about himself, that he had to die for everybody. But then he was also telling us the way and type of life we must live. I think I said a million times over these last 3 weeks and at the men's conferences and everything else I was at, and I just said, again, any spirituality that keeps you focused on yourself is never from God. Sorry. And like I talk about grace pigs at the night of confession. A grace pig comes to confession, and I tell them, don't you dare come until the end if you have no mortal sins, because your venial sins are forgiven at Mass. And then people within the first five always come, when was the last time you went to confession? Yesterday, but I wanted the grace. Ah! And then I start screaming and yelling in my gentle way. And I say, when are you going to start thinking about other people in front of you? When are you going to let everybody else who hasn't been in confession in 50, 60 years go in front of you? But no, it's all about you and your spirituality. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And again, that's for anybody here. Whenever you think that your spirituality is more important than anything else, you know you're not of God. You know you have bought into the evil one, because he keeps you focused on yourself. And Jesus says, you got to die. You got to die. You got to die. And so I said to them, of course, I am going to stand before God for every word that comes out of my mouth. So, when I do a mission, when I do all these things, if I'm leading you astray, I will go to hell forever. Is that correct? Yes, you say that way too fast. But anyway, absolutely. So, how in any way am I going to lead you astray by telling you, you got to focus on Jesus, not yourself? Is there any way that can be wrong? Just focus on Jesus. Keep focused on Jesus. Watch Jesus. Do what Jesus does. Follow in his footsteps. Remember, we talked about it. No one can be my disciple unless he denies himself, picks up his cross, and follows in my footsteps. So what does that mean? You're not focused on self in any way. You're focused on Jesus in every way. Because you can't follow him if you're looking at yourself and your spirituality, because you're too focused on yourself. You must be focused on Jesus, focused on Jesus, focused on Jesus, focused on Jesus. You must be the grain of wheat that dies. Why? Because everybody here asks the same question. Everyone you ever meet, everybody I ever meet, sir or ma'am, I would like to see Jesus, period. And if we just show people ourselves, our opinions, our spirituality, our political opinion, whatever it is, we deny the world Jesus. We must show the world Jesus. And the way we do that is by being focused on Jesus, by spending time immersing ourselves in his word, by being people of prayer who listen so that they can see Jesus, huh? Again, I've told the story here. I tell it at every mission, but I just, again, it's important that we remember this. True story, a man who was captured in the Second World War, an American sent to the Japanese. The Japanese tortured him, but not as badly as they tortured one Japanese man who was trying to help the American. And they tortured him badly, deprived him of food. And every night they would take the Japanese man and throw him in the cell with the American. The American would take his own food and give it to the Japanese man and try to heal him as best he could. But after a month, he was beaten so badly, the Japanese man, when he was thrown into the cell with the American knew he was going to die. So he thought, I've shared everything with this man except for Jesus. So he knelt down next to him and he says, you know, if you just surrender your life to Jesus, you will live forever. And the Japanese man said to this American, if this Jesus is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. And that's what's got to be about us. Can your husband say that about you, ladies? Oh, sweetie pie. If Jesus is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Could your wife say it about you, gentlemen? Honey bun, if Jesus Christ is anything like you, I can't wait to meet him. Could your kids say that about you? Could your parents say that about you? Could your neighbors say that about you? But that's the point. Everybody asks us the same question. We would like to see Jesus. Get the heck out of the way. You're blocking the view of Jesus Christ. I'm not interested in you or your opinions. I want to see Jesus. So, when people look at us, do they see us or do they see Jesus? And what has to happen if they see us more and more is, okay, I got to die more, 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 so that Jesus can live more and more inside of me. That the world would see him, that the world would be saved, that the world would come to the knowledge of his truth by the life that you and I live. It'll kill you. But it'll bring you life, and it'll bring others life. Sometimes we think if we die in Christ, our life is over. When we die in Christ, we finally start living. We're free from our addictions, we're free from our slavery, and we live in freedom, in life, and love by giving away our life every day. But it kills us the more we embrace our life. So as we go into soon the most powerful weeks of Lent, let's think, I got to die more. I got to show Jesus others to others more. And I'll do that not by focusing on myself and my spirituality, but by focusing on Jesus. Focusing on Jesus. Focusing on Jesus. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. 8 minutes, 36 seconds. Let us stand and let us profess.